Everybody, Andy here again. Well, yesterday afternoon I recorded and then posted an audio boo all about my sort of DJing, not so much the radio side of things, but for doing it for weddings, parties in clubs and pubs and that type of thing. I got a few responses, and one from Gary Anakin 1814, and never ceases to amaze me, as he said, and the things that we've done similarly or how we think along the same sort of lines. And anyone who followed us on YouTube over the last few years will realise we're always sort of bouncing off of each other. But he made one particular comment about doing a party at one time and recording loads of different cassettes for this particular party, and they had to be played in the right order, so it built the mood. And I remember doing exactly the same thing for a party, like a housewarming party, or flat warming as it was, for the first place that myself and my wife moved into down here in Hastings. And I did exactly that, and I think I recorded about five different sort of C90 cassette tapes, both sides, and I worked out the music that had to be played in the right order, everything like that. All the music was worked out so that it would build, and what I also used to make sure is that the tape ended with the song. There was none of this sort of half a song type of thing, and then the tape ends halfway through. I worked it out so that they were the right length, you know, as I said, perfectionist. But the point I was really going to make about this is that last night I actually mentioned in that that podcast how I was going out with the guy, Clive, his name is, the guy that I used to do these discos with, fairly recently, when I came up with the idea for the type of disco that I wanted to do. And he, as I said, he still does it. Went into the pub with him last night to have a couple of beers. Walked into the pub, the first person I saw turned around to me and said, "Andy, I want you to do a disco for me," because he's getting married, he's retiring next year, but he's remarrying as well, and he said, "I want you to do a disco for me." So there you go, it's one of those sort of things. I haven't done that for a long time. Yes, me and Clive are going to do, my friend are going to do it together, but he wanted me to do it because he's a big rock music fan. Clive's a rock music fan as well, but I understand, I know a bit more about it. I'm not putting my mate down at all, he'll understand that. My knowledge of that area is better, his knowledge is better in other ways, which is one of those reasons we used to work so well, actually, as a disco. He knew more about certain things than I did, and vice versa. And it's you know, you bounce off of each other in that sort of way, as I mentioned earlier with Gary as well. So, an amazing situation. You walk in straight away, you know, after you've been talking about this in the afternoon, and then we got on to talking about the discos, because we did one for this particular person's son's 16th a few years ago. And once again, that was a case of using Clive's gear, but I basically did the disco itself, because I knew the sort of stuff that they wanted, and the kids wanted the sort of indie music and more up-to-date modern rock music, which, as I said, I know a bit more about than my friends. So there you go, you're never quite sure what's going to happen with these type of things. You start speaking about something you haven't talked about, and then you walk into a pub, the first person you see, the first part of the conversation you have, bang, there you are, you've got a gig next March. So I'm looking forward to that, and there's a band playing as well, some great players playing there as well. It seems as though it's going to be one hell of an evening, and it'll be great to actually be a part of it. So a friend from a few years ago as well, who's retiring, who's remarrying, big event for his life, and to be part of that as well, and to be asked, because obviously he was going to contact me anyway, and it just happened that I walked in the pub in that way. Isn't it amazing how these things happen? As I've said before, you know, you turn a different corner and you never would have met, type of thing, as I've said. And then if I hadn't gone in there last night, you know, this may not have happened in quite the same way as what it did. There you go. Anyway, I'll leave it there. Thanks for your time. I'll speak to you again soon. Goodbye.